Listening, Unit 3, page 38, D.
You will hear a radio interview about the Black Death. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer, A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Welcome to tonight's edition of Health, Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. Tonight's guest is epidemiologist Sue Banks, who's here to discuss the Black Death. Now, the Black Death appeared in Europe during medieval times and has been the deadliest plague so far. It killed 30 to 50 million people in the 1340s. Tonight, Sue will present startling new evidence about this plague.
That's right. We carried out new research on bacteria from the skeletons of Black Death victims. A close examination of samples from 46 teeth and 53 bones has brought to light some very interesting findings.
One finding in particular is rather startling. Can you tell listeners about it?
Well, I don't want to set alarm bells ringing, but it appears that the Black Death epidemic is the cause of the plague that infects humans today. The plague, which is spread by fleas carried on rodents, now strikes around 3,000 people annually, mainly in the US, Madagascar, China, India, and South America.
So, does this mean we're on the brink of another epidemic?
Thankfully, no. 3,000 victims may sound a lot, but not in comparison to the Black Death, which killed almost half of Europe's population. The study is interesting because it shows that, genetically speaking, the plague has changed very little in nearly 700 years.
Does this mean that the plague is still deadly for modern sufferers?
Due to modern treatments, such as antibiotics, 85% of modern victims survive the plague. Medical knowledge and improved hygiene conditions have also resulted in people being less susceptible to the disease. These are probably the main reasons why the disease remains in check and no longer devastates whole populations.
So, what are the symptoms of the modern plague?
They're fairly similar to the medieval plague, really. Just recently, a man in his 50s came to hospital several days after he developed a very high fever. The lymph nodes in his armpits and at the top of his legs were swollen, and he had extreme abdominal pain and bleeding. These are the symptoms of the Black Death.
Wow! How did he manage to contract the disease?
He told doctors at the hospital that he was bitten on the hand while trying to remove a mouse from the jaws of a stray cat. But we can't know whether he contracted the disease from the cat or the mouse.
Poor guy.